New Zealand latest country to halt funding to UN Palestinian Agency. By Deborah Danon on August 28, 2019. Tel Aviv, New Zealand is the latest country to suspend funding to the United Nations Aid Agency for Palestinian Refugees after a leaked internal report alleged corruption, sexual misconduct, anti-Semitism, and mismanagement at the agency's highest levels. New Zealand joined Switzerland, the Netherlands and Belgium in suspending aid to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency over the report, which among other things alleges nepotism on the part of UNRWA Commissioner General Pierre Krahenbühl, who created a special advisor salary job funded by the Swiss Foreign Ministry for his mistress. The funding is on hold pending a report set for release in October by the UN Office of Internal Oversight Services into the allegations. We expect UNRWA to cooperate fully with the investigation underway and to report back on the investigation's findings and recommendations, the New Zealand Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade said in a statement. The ministry will review the findings of the UNOIO's report once the investigation is complete and, after that point, will provide advice to the Minister of Foreign Affairs on future funding. New Zealand provided nearly $1.6 million to UNRWA for the first 6 months of 2019. In the leaked document, senior officials at UNRWA, which faces a financial crisis after President Donald Trump's decision to cut the U.S.'s $360 million contribution last year, were charged with sexual misconduct, nepotism, retaliation, discrimination and other abuses of authority for personal gain, to suppress legitimate dissent and to otherwise achieve their personal objectives. The report describes credible and corroborated allegations of grievous ethical abuses, including the involvement of UNRWA's top official, Krahenbühl. Krahenbühl said in a statement to AFP that if the current investigation, once it is completed, were to present findings that require corrective measures or other management actions, we will not hesitate to take them. Krahenbühl himself made frequent trips to Gulf states, despite the financial crisis facing the agency. One senior official named in the report stepped down from his post due to inappropriate behavior linked to the investigation, UNRWA said, while another resigned for what the agency called personal reasons. In the wake of the leak, U.S. Special Mideast Envoy Jason Greenblatt called UNRWA broken. "We're extremely concerned about UNRWA allegations," Greenblatt said. Trump's former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, tweeted at the time, "This is exactly why we stopped their funding." Israel's ambassador to the UN Danny Danon tweeted, "The allegations of corruption at the highest levels of UNRWA is revealing, if not surprising." For decades, the organization and its leadership have sold lies to perpetuate the Palestinians' refugee status. UNRWA is nothing more than an anti-Israel org. Time to hold it accountable. Eugene Kantorovich, an American-Israeli professor of international law, said of the report, "Once again UNRWA have proven that there is one law for them and another for the rest of the world. They operate above all social norms and conventional laws and need to be shut down for the good of humanity. There is nothing intrinsically different about Palestinian refugees that warrants their own UN agency, and there is nothing special about UNRWA employees that puts them above the law. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees should be the only agency responsible for people with genuine refugee status," he added. Lori Cardoza-Moore, the UN's Special Envoy for the World Council of Independent Christian Churches, WCCC, also called for UNRWA to be shut down for the good of mankind. "UNRWA is a disgrace to the United Nations and its mission is redundant. It's time to close it down and help real people in need. Billions of dollars in aid could be better spent helping real refugees, like the thousands of Christians fleeing the Middle East and Palestinian Authority because of Islamist persecution. The majority of Christians have left Bethlehem out of fear for their lives while we continue to bankroll UNRWA, which is rotten to the core," Cardoza-Moore told Breitbart Jerusalem last month. UNRWA provides schooling, medical care and other services to millions of Palestinians deemed by the UN to be refugees, as well as to their descendants in Lebanon, Jordan, Syria and the West Bank and Gaza. UNRWA employs around 30,000 people, mostly Palestinians. Until last year when it cut funding, The U.S. was the single largest donor to the Palestinians and to UNRWA in history. Israel is deeply critical of UNRWA, charging that the organization harbors terrorists and perpetuates the Palestinian refugee problem indefinitely, thus blocking a potential resolution to the conflict. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested that the funds for Palestinian refugees be rerouted through another UN body such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, which deals with the rest of the world's refugees. The definition of a Palestinian refugee and their actual numbers have long been the subject of debate. Last year, UN Watch released a 130-page report exposing 40 UNRWA school employees in Gaza and elsewhere who engaged in incitement to terror against Israelis and expressed anti-Semitism, including by posting Holocaust-denying videos and pictures celebrating Hitler. That month, the agency also announced the suspension of an UNRWA employee suspected of having been elected a Hamas leader. The UN itself released a report in 2015 that found Palestinian terror groups used three empty UN-run schools in Gaza as a weapons cache. Moreover, it said that in at least two cases terrorists probably fired rockets at Israel from the schools during the 50-day summer conflict in 2014 between Israel and Hamas.